for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Egypt's aviation minister says the crash of an EgyptAir flight en route to Cairo from Paris was more likely caused by a terrorist attack than by a technical failure. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A somber mood prevailed in the streets of the Egyptian capital as word that wreckage from the flight from Paris to Cairo had been found by Greek rescue vessels not far from the coast of Crete. Residents of Cairo tell VOA that they suspect that the plane was brought down by an act of terrorism. Egypt's civil aviation minister, Sharif Fathi, said France would be responsible for any security lapse if terrorism is confirmed to be the cause of the crash.
If it's proven that this was an act of sabotage, then we have to know and recognize that this plane originated from France, not from Egypt.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China is demanding Washington immediately cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei said Thursday the Pentagon's version of what happened was not true. Hong said the intercept occurred near China's southern island province of Hainan and that it posed a serious threat to Chinese airspace. This is VOA News. New data.